office with the offs and Faye, with Shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, 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 yeah, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is butchery. The sun was hot and bore down on a shirtless man holding a shining, silvery saw. It was 1957, and we were in Miami Beach. I was with my parents and two sisters, and we were amidst a crowd. Everyone sat in rapt silence in front of a cement bandstand near the hotel swimming pool as he evoked otherworldly musical sounds from a standard carpenter's tool. Beads of clear sweat ran in a river off his face. He looked skyward, as if to ask God how in the world to wreak notes from jagged steel. Whom better to ask? The answer was coming in searing, plaintive sounds of quivering octaves that stoned my consciousness in ways I would look for in years to come in harmonicas, fiddles, slide guitars, and saxophones. A butcher's tools, just as the carpenter's, are mostly near ancient ones. Rendering an animal into parts is still the same task today as it was in the times of Noah, Abraham, or Abraham Lincoln. Saws, bandsaws, gravity slicers, many forms of knives, and even axes are put to uses, both brute and delicate. Reports indicate that humans used tools to butcher meat at least 3.4 million years ago. One study of anthropologists, archaeologists, and geologists proposed that the early human species, Australopithecus afarensis, which lived in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Tanzania, used stone tools. Because early man species had large teeth, it was asserted they were primarily vegetarian. Does that strike anyone else as oddly as it did me? Bigger teeth for mowing down vegetables than meat? Life stuns me at least once a day. I have killed. I vowed a long time ago that if I was to eat meat, I should know and have the stain of sacrificed life on my very own hands. And having done so, I can state this. It changes you. My dark act was upon a wild turtle in 1983. It was released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services and as legal as any fish back then. Not many of us buy live animals anymore for food, but until about a century ago, many of us did. The word butcher dates back to the Norman English word boucher, literally meaning slaughterer of goats. Before the age of refrigeration, butchers slaughtered animals when fresh meat was required. Creative and thoughtful butchers and others subsequently learned to produce the cured meats such as bacon, salted pork, and corned beef. On the day I took a curved knife to that turtle's neck, I had never learned to butcher one before. Nothing like it, in fact. I learned by doing. I stayed awake a long time afterward. We intertwined, she and I. Yes, I said she. I did not know when it was delivered that the diamondback terrapin was of a particular sex. It was not effeminate by any measure in my natural selection processes. The fishmonger's tow-headed young son was riding upon her back as the turtle walked into her final earthly place. The child's mind was far removed from the awareness now flowering in my skull. I nearly lost my nerve, but the deed was done. I found that many people who have experience with butchery take eating meat sacredly. The seemingly bloodless meat in modern supermarkets numbs those less involved with food to the cosmic, and that is a crime, I say. I made Chef Paul Prudhomme's turtle soup and led in saying grace. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.